I'm Rona Tarrant. Republican lawmakers are resisting calls to replace Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh over sexual misconduct allegations. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has called the accusations a smear campaign, while Democratic lawmakers are calling for an FBI investigation. Brett Kavanaugh has said he would not step aside after a second woman accused him of sexual misconduct decades ago. The president of Georgetown Preparatory School in Washington has written to the school community saying it needed to evaluate its culture. The letter came in the wake of the sexual misconduct allegation made against Brett Kavanaugh, who graduated from the school in 1983, and reports of excessive drinking and sexual misconduct by students. In a letter, the school's president, Father James Van Dyke, said it was a challenging time for the school, but it would continue to evaluate its culture. The bishops of England and Wales have announced an independent review into the church's abuse prevention measures in the two countries. The National Catholic Safeguarding Commission has been asked to commission the report. It comes a month after a report condemned the handling of abuse cases by two of Britain's top independent Catholic schools. The bishops are due to meet with Pope Francis on Friday in Rome and said they plan to raise concerns about the abuse crisis that has hit the church in recent months. President Trump plans to hold a second meeting this week with Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. The two met on Monday amid rumours Rosenstein was on his way out. It follows reports that Rosenstein once suggested wearing a wire in the Oval Office and invoking the 25th Amendment to remove the president from office following the firing of former FBI Director James Comey. Rosenstein has denied the reports, but it fuels speculation that the president could fire him. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.